Captain Vaitis would have been a really big loss for you.
Yeah.
What will you miss the most about him?
We could have depended on him. Because of him, I was able to do a lot of other things. Because I know that he was there, you know? Yeah. But he was a good friend as well. 40 years. And we didn't know he was sick until about a month ago. And but he was a very private person. And in fact, he would not have liked all of this. But we could have depended on him. When people, but more particularly, I believe, is when the people in the hinterland of Guyana, all over this hinterland, when this country was sleeping at night, they didn't know they could call Roraima, and they didn't know Roraima would respond. And for me, I could have stayed in my bed because I know that he would do it. And if he couldn't do it and didn't do it, I had to do it. And because he was there, I didn't have to do it. And he did it, and he did it for years, and he did it well. I mean, I remember the night with Nigel Hughes, when he saved Nigel's life. It was a terrible night. It was raining, it was... And he went. And you know, the confidence that you have that when he... Every time we launch him in the dead of the night, we know he's coming back. That's what we miss from him. I just have to work harder now because he's not here. But I miss him. I miss his. He got a fantastic sense of humor. And he walks into any room and he lights up the room and a smile. He's an amazing personality. And actually, like we said last night, he is the pilot's pilot. He is tall, dark, and handsome. We all envy him. And amazing personality. But a professional... And you know, we wrote President Granger when we found out that he was terminally ill. And both Nigel and I, we asked the president to consider giving Alvin a national award while he was still alive. Because there are many people who get national awards for all kinds of things. But if there was a person who deserved a national award because... Not only because he was a pilot, but because he was a pilot of exceptional skill, but more particularly of exceptional courage. And I think that is what national awards are made of. That's what that's the purpose of national awards. And if there was any one person that deserved it, he did. And I'm sorry that it didn't happen while he was alive, because... but you know what? We honored him this afternoon. Because he's a very private person.
Why did you give him all
this? Because he deserved it. And I'm known to being a rebel. I don't do what people tell me to do. And but he was very private. And even when he was sick, he didn't want people to know. And so I hosted a birthday dinner for him 3 weeks ago at Duke Lodge. And he was very sick. But it was marvelous. It was a wonderful night. He talked, he laughed at us. And he talked about coming back from Canada and flying again. And he was also the pilot who checked out a lot of the junior pilots. So he was there. He's a man who trained people and so on. And he promised that he was going to come back, and he promised he was going to continue the training. But we had a wonderful night with him that night. And so he left and he went to Canada. And my son in Canada was taking care of him, driving him back and forth to the hospital. But my son is doing his pilot training in Canada. And it was quite an experience for us as a family, because Like I said, you know, I got a call at about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, from Captain Nichols, who was also very close to him, that I should call Canada right away because Captain Clark was in trouble. And by the time I got up my sleep and I was able to get my son, he had gone. And of course, you had all the formalities of the police and so on. All right, Nigel. And then by about 6 o'clock in the morning, I was ready to go back to sleep. Then my other son was just about leaving to go off to fly. He was flying to Kaichor. And we came, we sat, we had a cup of coffee. And he left and I went to sleep. And then my phone was ringing again at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't believe it when I opened my eyes and answered the phone. Somebody said, your son is hanging off the edge of Kaichor Falls with a binoculars looking for one of his passengers who jumped overboard. And I could not believe that both of my sons would have been faced with one person who was fighting for his life and another one who was prepared to give it up. It was quite an experience. But Alvin Clark's loss is going to be a great loss, not only to Roraima, not to his friends like myself, but to Guyana. The people in the hinterland will be uneasy, even though I'm here, even though we are training other people. You know, my son is picking up the mantle, but you can never replace Captain Clark. Thank you very much.